Welcome to the Transformational Coach Podcast with me, Rona Barton, giving you competence with confidence. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to this, the last episode of the Transformational Coach Thoughts from My Sofa podcast. Yes, it's that time. The past 2 years with this podcast has been fantastic. But as you've probably cottoned on, if you've listened to some of the last couple of weeks' episodes, my business and therefore the podcast is taking a change of direction. I'll be focusing on working with females with ME, or who have recently been diagnosed with ME, myalgic encephalomyelitis, helping them come to terms with their condition, sharing my own story, my own experiences, and looking at ways that we can help each other, really, in this community. It's a community of around 17 million people worldwide, and I just feel there's not quite enough help out there from people who have been there and done that. And over the past few months, I've been asked to share my own experiences and my own story more often on podcasts, webinars, news articles. So I'm taking the time now, you know, a good 20-something years since I was first diagnosed, to really talk about it. And yeah, it's bringing some things up for me, things that I thought I had dealt with that I think, when I reflect on it now, I've maybe just buried and pretended didn't happen. So in writing the episodes for the new podcasts, it's raising quite a few emotions for me. But it's also raising feelings of gratitude and thankfulness. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Because as I'm reflecting on moving away from this podcast and starting the new Believe in Me with Rona Barton podcast, it's let me really kind of think about what I've learned in the past couple of years with this podcast and what I'm grateful for. So I wanted to share some of that with you today, because you've possibly learned by now that gratitude and being grateful is really quite a deep feeling of where we learn to appreciate all the good things that go on in our lives. And when we feel grateful and we delve into this gratitude, we appreciate the presence, the gifts, the experiences we have in our day-to-day lives, and really our interactions and our relationships with others. And that gratitude can be an important part of self-kindness and self-compassion and to help our self-esteem. Because when we acknowledge the positives and really the grateful aspects of our lives around us, it becomes a lot easier to learn to appreciate the positive aspects within ourselves. So what I've done today for this, our final episode together for this podcast, is I've made a list of 10 things, only 10, I mean, I could go on and on, but 10 things that I appreciate and that I'm grateful for. And the first one on that list is this podcast. Over the past 2 years, I have learned how to podcast. I have met lots of people from the podcasting community, and we have shared ideas, we've shared frustrations, we've shared the, oh my goodness, I recorded this excellent segment, but I actually didn't because I didn't hit the record button moments. And it's been fabulous to learn from other people who are just doing exactly what I'm doing, you know, in a very basic home studio, editing things themselves and putting themselves out there. On top of that, I have really, really loved having all of you listeners join me. And on top of that, I've just been so touched by the interactions I've had with those of you that have reached out to get in touch via the podcast, whether that's, you know, dropping over an email, jumping onto social media, sending me, you know, a private message. It's very much been appreciated. Thank you for your input and for your comments and your encouragement and support. I think it's safe to say after the past couple of years of the pandemic that I am extra thankful and grateful for my health. And in moving to the new Believe in Me podcast, I am mindful of the things that I've gained following my own experiences of ME. And I'm aware that as a household, we're very fortunate that so far we have managed to avoid COVID. We've kept ourselves safe and we've kept our loved ones safe as well, even when that's meant making difficult decisions to not spend time together. The fifth thing that I'm grateful for is, remarkably, some of the things that I lost during my ME, things that I then haven't picked up again. It's helped me learn about my own boundaries, as well as the sort of people that I really want to surround myself with. So that conveniently leads me on to the sixth thing that I'm grateful for. That's my good friends. You know, those who they let you vent when you've had a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, or you just a bad hour. They listen to you. They help you gain perspective. And they end up making you laugh. I very much appreciate them. Now, I also really appreciate a good book. And sometimes I think maybe more so a bad book, and a bad book that I end up persevering with just because it's that bad. You just want to get to the end of it and think, how did this get past anybody? So sometimes I'm grateful that I've read a bad book. I can always do better. Oh, what have I been enjoying most recently? My eighth grateful thing, a good night's sleep. Do you know those nights where you just seem to climb into bed and within a few moments, lights are out and you're in the happy land of Nod. And you wake up in the morning and you do feel refreshed. You do feel as if you've accomplished something just by having a good night's sleep. One of the things that also lets me do that, and it's a very simple thing and it sounds silly, but I love it. I've got a fantastic pair of really fluffy socks, and it's been cold here for quite a long time recently. And oh my goodness, my fluffy socks are just a little bit of heaven towards the end of an evening to get me into a relaxed mood and allow me to drift off to sleep. And then the 10th thing, the last one I'm going to leave you with for today, is today's sunny weather. It feels like it's just lifted everything, especially following the recent rain we've had. You know, the flowers, the plants, the trees, the fields, they all just look so glorious. They seem to come alive with the freshness of the rain followed by the glorious warmth of the sunshine. That's not to say I don't enjoy splashing in puddles and feeling the rain on my face. That is very refreshing. So, what are you grateful for? You've been with me for a couple of years now, so you know I'm all about a list. Grab your notepad, grab your pen, and write down 10 things that you're grateful for today. It could be a person, it could be a feeling, an object, or just anything that you want to appreciate, you know. I mean, I think for a lot of us, it goes without saying that we appreciate our family around us. We appreciate having our health, having a home to live in, having a job to go to. Not everybody has that though. So write down what you're grateful for and learn to appreciate it. So I'm going to leave you now This is, as I've mentioned, the last episode for this particular podcast. I would love it if you joined me for the new podcast, Believe in Me, with Rona Barton. And you can follow that show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As ever, I hope that you stay safe, you look after yourself, and I can't say what I normally say, which is see you next week, because I won't on this podcast. But please continue to take care. Bye for now.